Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi. Is this Darren Pendleton?
No, this is Annette. How can I help you?
Okay. My name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. We see here that we got a call in regards to opening up a case. I think the broker, I'm trying to see who called us, but we have a case open for Darren to help him, you know, walk him through the process to get the services, home care services through the waiver program. We just wanted to see if you guys were interested in continuing the enrollment process today.
Did you talk to, did you, this is First, what is the place again? First what?
First care.
Family First.
Yeah, this is First, Family First, the home care.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell him I'm working on getting my waiver.
So, yeah, he already made the phone call. I do know that somebody will be coming in to be able to
evaluate his assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the 6th.
Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of a heads up. That's great. The assessment now is, it's just like one step in the process. After the assessment, he has to get a PC form filled out, and after that, it's really just a walking through process. Now, if you're doing it alone, it can get a little bit confusing. That's where we come in. I'm trying to see, who called us about the patient. I usually can tell you if it was maybe you guys who called to open up the case and then you forgot, or if it was.
Well, he had called you guys. He had called you guys last week, I believe it was, to be able to get the home care, because he had home care before, but he had to go away and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
When he left, they, you know, closed everything. So now
okay,
that he's
great.
Back, so he's trying to be able to get everything back on track.
Amazing. I just didn't want him to think that this is a random call and, like, you know, no scamming or anything.
Well,
this, you know, you do have a case with us, so we just wanted to make sure that you knew that.
Yeah, and then he also wants, so I'll be the one that normally takes care of him.
That's fine.
Do you guys pay weekly or bi-weekly?
So we pay weekly for the week before. So it's not
okay,
the week
cool.
You work, but the week before.
Okay.
Now let's see, he called into the IEB, and you're saying he has his first assessment scheduled?
Yeah, on the 6th. They come into the house.
On the 6th, okay. So let me just tell you also that there is a PCP form that is going to be needed to be filled out by his primary care physician. Now,
okay.
Sometimes I understand that for the patients, it's hard for them to get the form over to the doctor. The doctor doesn't fill it out right away. So what we do is we have something called telehealth where we just fill out some information of the patient and we have one of our doctors reach out, fill out the form, and send it right in so he doesn't have to bother his doctor or anything if he is interested with that.
Darren, so the PCP that you need to fill out, do you want Dr. Larry to fill it out? Would he fill it out quick or would you like their services to fill it out for you?
Wait,
for the PCP. So there's a form that needs to be filled out from your doctor for them to be able to continue.
Uh-huh.
So they have people that can actually do it, and it doesn't take too long. But if the doctor that you have doesn't take long.
You know how Larry is.
I know. He normally, the doctor that he has takes, make sure that he's taken care of. It don't really take long. He does it the same day.
Okay. All right. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know. Are you guys sending that paper to us, or are you going to fax it?
So the IEB should be sending it out to you,
oh.
And then you're going to have to give it to your doctor.
Okay, no, they send it out to us, and then we got to go to Dr. Larry.
And
see,
I don't know. You do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all fine.
Right. I'm looking here. The assessment is next week. Okay. You said it's on the 6th, right?
Yes, October 6th, they're coming over here.
October 6th, so I'll try and be in touch with you then. All right, well, we're going to wish you the best of luck. If you have any questions or concerns, my name is Shira. I'm your enrollment coordinator. My job is to walk you through the process. Any questions or concerns that you may have, I'm here to help you at this number that I called you at. I could also receive text messages if you can't reach me. Just let me know what your name is on the text message and who you're texting about. My extension is 119. That's very important in case you need to reach me. Okay? And
okay, no problem. So once they come? Once they come and that paper's full out, do I need to do anything else, or we just wait for you guys to do
the
process?
Well, I'm going
to
be in touch with you the whole time. Right after this assessment and the PCP form is sent back into the IEB, which is the independent enrollment broker, that's the one giving you the first assessment. Area and Aging is going to reach out to give you a physical, another assessment. Once that's done, the county assistance office should be reaching out to request some financial information. Once that's all received in an appropriate time, the service coordinator should be assigned, and everything else is pretty much easy from there. Okay?
All right, that's fine. If you guys can reach me, like, through phone, if you're able to send a text message, that will be great. I'll respond to that, and then you can just give your call if I have to. It's just sometimes I don't answer phone calls that I don't recognize.
Okay, so you know what? Let me just send you a quick text now.
Yeah, I'll have to save it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm just going to send that out to you right now. Let me know if you received it. Okay.
All right,
so we'll be in touch. Yep.
All right, Sheila. I think I'm going to save you, and I got you in the phone, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay.